One of the unfortunate phenomena of this election has been the rise in anti-Semitic online attacks against Jewish journalists from self-proclaimed Donald Trump supporters. WNYC's Matt Katz has been following this trend and has some up-to-date information to report. He joins us now by Skype. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Richard.
So you've had your own run-ins with some anti-Semitic attacks via Twitter, right?
Yes, I've been called a kike and other names. This happens about once a week or so. Some tweets are conspiratorial about Jews controlling all the media and the Holocaust as a fiction. Others can be more threatening. I did a piece for WNYC over the summer about some Jewish journalists and writers who have faced far more anti-Semitic attacks than I have. Some wake up to this stuff every morning.
So what has been Twitter's response? Aren't there rules against threats?
They do, but Twitter has really done little to stop the threats. Just this week, someone sent me an anti-Semitic poem that included the lines, 1-2, coming for Jew, 3-4, lock your door. So I promptly reported this tweet to Twitter, and I get a message back from the company that the tweet was neither threatening nor offensive and therefore didn't violate their terms of service. So I tweeted both the anti-Semitic message and Twitter's response to me, and that caused a mini uproar online. I got hundreds of retweets, lots of supportive messages, and only then did Twitter suspend the user's account. His handle, by the way, was Skinhead Neo-Nazi, and that's part of the problem. Unlike Facebook, many Twitter users are anonymous.
So what are some Jewish organizations saying about all this?
There's a new report out this week from the Anti-Defamation League, and it analyzes and quantifies these attacks. So the group says that 2.6 million anti-Semitic tweets have been viewed 10 billion times. That's billion with a B. In just 1 year of the campaign, they found that 800 journalists were targeted by thousands of users, but 10 journalists, well-known bold-faced names, they received most of the tweets. Most of the offenders avoided suspension. And part of the reason why might be that they use code, often like triple parentheses around Jewish names in order to flag these people for attack. Or they use words like Skypes, that means kikes. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of can stay ahead of anybody trying to catch them. Twitter also questioned the ADL's figures. They said that it was exaggerated, but Twitter also said that it would have new, stronger policies to prevent this behavior, and they'll be rolling out those policies soon. The bottom line is there seems to be a connection between the anti-Semitism and the campaign, from the Donald Trump campaign. The ADL found that the offending Twitter biographies for the Twitter users contained these words most often: Trump, nationalist, conservative, American, and white. And then there's also messages coming from the campaign itself, which some think is sending a signal to anti-Semites that their support for Trump is welcome. So over the summer, Trump tweeted this picture with a six-pointed star. It had Hillary's face on it and a pile of cash. There was Trump's initial resistance to disavowing support from former KKK leader David Duke. A few weeks ago, Donald Trump Jr. made an offhanded remark about the media and gas chambers, which some saw as a Holocaust reference. And then the candidate himself gave a speech just last week that warned of a global conspiracy involving bankers, which to some echoed anti-Semitic tropes.
Okay, WNYC's Matt Katz. Matt, thanks a lot.
Sure thing. Thanks.